Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live from Giants camp. Today, Saquon Barkley will be joining us live at our setup where we are protected from the rain. We hope, as there is a large swath of storms, if you will, headed our way. And we've got some Saran wrap behind us to protect us, so we're hoping for the best. So Saquon Barkley in just over 15 minutes from now is going to join us at our setup here. Jerry with the day off. He'll be back tomorrow hosting with Evan Roberts. So we've got Erica Herskowitz here, and Erica has been complaining to me for many, many months about not getting an opportunity to...
No, see, that's a lie. That's a lie.
That is not a lie.
It's a lie. I complain about a lot of things, but to say I've been complaining for months is a little bit extreme.
If you were complaining for months, this is the first I'm hearing
of it.
Thank
you.
Don't let these guys take shots at you, Erica. I know I've listened to you on the air before. You've dealt with a lot of meatheads in your life.
This is not taking a shot.
Welcome to Meathead Radio.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, this is not taking a shot.
My point is that I've been here for, like, decades.
Right.
2 decades. And... You know, I keep getting passed over for, like, literally everyone.
Here we go.
To work on this show.
Yeah. See,
now,
there it is.
I confide in you because we're friends, but to bring it out in the public sort of embarrassing.
No.
For you, because that's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
And quite frankly, I don't care because getting up in the middle of the night is horrendous.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to say that I'm very, very happy to see
you. Were desperate. Jerry's out.
I'm not the one who makes the schedule, though.
You know, Erica,
you know I trained Chris, right?
Listen, welcome.
You know I trained him.
Oh, yes. You trained Chris?
Yeah, you know I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
I've been on the air longer than Jerry.
Really?
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, ask Jerry.
Oh, my goodness.
I see you have yellow fingernails to match Jerry's yellow shirt yesterday.
Oh, is that right? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, boy, you didn't miss much. Don't worry about it.
All right, Erica, what's happening?
All right, this report's brought to you by Storage Post, unmatched customer service and state-of-the-art self-storage facility since 1998. Visit thestoragepost.com. Well, when you play bad teams, you have to win, and the Yankees haven't really been doing that well against bad teams this season, but they did pull out a victory last night against the awful Orioles. Masahiro Tanaka pitched 6 scoreless, helped the Yankees double up the O's at the stadium 6-3. Miguel Andujar, 3-run homer. Aroldis Chapman, 29 save. The Yanks, 31 games now above 500, 5 behind the Red Sox, who lost last night to the Phillies 3-1. And Jay Happ is scheduled to start against the Red Sox Saturday, but apparently, as you've been talking about this morning, he's come down with a case of hand, foot, and mouth disease. And here's Yankee GM Brian Cashman to explain.
He has been diagnosed with what appears to be, at this point, a mild case of Coxsackie, which is hand, foot, and throat disease.
Oh.
So we sent him home.
But you see how he said it, though? He goes, a mild case. We're not like the Mets. We're not screwed up where we have to put our guy in quarantine.
Right.
We just sent him home. He's got a mild case. He should be okay for Saturday's start against the Red Sox and Nathan Eovaldi, right?
Yeah.
So they acquired him. So two pitchers who were acquired at the trading deadline are going against each other, assuming he's going to be there. What do you think, Erica?
I don't think he's going to be there.
Erica, I don't know. Do you have children?
I do. I have 2 boys.
You do have 2 boys. Mm-hmm. Have either one of them contracted
Coxsackie? I don't even want to say. Where's the wood? No, not yet.
No, really?
No, but we've had everything else.
You have. So warned Gio of some of these things?
Well, I try to, but I don't want to be such a downer. Like, I always talk negatively to him about my kids, which is crazy because my kids are awesome and they're old.
Yeah.
They're old already, but, you know.
You say they're old. How old are they?
Going into high school middle school.
Yeah. All right, yeah, okay. So.
Yeah. Not babies.
Erica sent one of the nicest gifts when we had Sabrina.
Oh, that's
it.
Nice.
It was a personalized beach towel with her name on it. It was really nice.
That's because I'm the only mom at the station.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. Yes.
Yeah, nobody else sent anything
else. Nobody else did anything.
No. I thanked all you guys for all that stuff months ago. This is the first time I've been with Erica on the air.
Oh, I get it. Okay. What did Al send?
Al got me a gift.
A name and a baby nameplate made out of wood with a mermaid on it.
See that?
Yeah.
And
what did Jerry send you?
There was a lot of gifts at that time. I can't remember. There was a lot of clothes.
Jerry didn't send you anything.
He sent the baby a yellow shirt.
Right.
A yellow onesie.
Right. And a black cloud.
Right.
He also sent her away.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the Mets weren't something I was going to discuss today because pretty much I never do when it comes to updates. But there's just no way around this. They lost to the Nationals last night, 25-4, and things got so bad that Jose Reyes made an emergency relief appearance. But he was lit up for 6 runs in the 8th inning, and believe it or not, that actually surprised Mets skipper Mickey Callaway.
We made way too many mistakes, and they weren't missing those tonight. You know, even to throw Jose Reyes out there and the guys hit him like he did. That's you don't even see that in BP. Those guys were locked in. They came out tonight and they beat us up pretty bad.
Was he surprised that Jose Reyes got battered by the Nationals?
He was surprised.
I mean, how can you be caught off guard that Jose Reyes isn't going to pitch?
I'm all over him this morning, but I don't really know what he can say after yesterday's game.
That's you just make... said what he could say. He could pull those guys in, show them the video.
He could do that privately. I don't know what he can say publicly that's going to make us feel any better about what we saw last night. No. I guess I'm sure somewhere along the line he probably said this is one of those nights you just fall away and you got to worry about tomorrow's game because there is a new game today.
Today,
and Noah Syndergaard's the turnaround game. Noah Syndergaard's on the mound, and you know hopefully he can go 5 innings with coming off of Coxsackie himself.
Or as Brian Cashman calls it, Coxsackie. He decided he called it something else.
Yeah,
which sounds better than Coxsackie.
Oh, hand, foot, and throat.
Yeah, he said hand, foot, and throat in Coxsackie, which is the better version of it because it's the Yankees.
Yeah, but he's the Yankee general manager. He probably got a diagnosis from Presbyterian Hospital and then went out there and just regurgitated it.
Yeah.
And it sounded so much smarter.
Regal. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and regal.
Yeah.
Than the Mets did.
Yeah, right, without a doubt. What else is new?
Okay.
Well, Daniel Murphy led that attack. He had a couple of homers, 6 RBI, of course. Steven Matz was awful. He gave up 7 runs on 8 hits over 2/3 of an inning. That was the shortest outing of his career. The baseball non-waiver trade deadline's in the rearview mirror. No moves for the Mets, of course, and the Yankees were also silent. There were plenty of trades elsewhere, though. The Brewers get Jonathan Scope from the Orioles. The Pirates acquired Chris Archer from the Rays. Tampa also shipped all-star catcher Wilson Ramos to the Phillies. The Orioles dealt righties Kevin Gausman and Darren O'Day to the Braves. The Dodgers got Brian Dozier from the Twins for Logan Forsythe, and the Nationals sent reliever Brandon Kinsler to the Cubs for righty John Romero. And that's what's happening.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. Why, you want more?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
There was not.
There was nothing else?
No.
Nothing else at all. All right,
sorry.
That's fine. All right, so, and we have to clear the way for Saquon Barkley anyway, so that's fine, as he'll be joining us in just about 10 minutes from now.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.